Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, March 27th. We'll update you on the major bridge collapse in Baltimore, what we know about the ship that crashed into it, and how the crew likely saved lives. Also, a new name in the 2024 presidential race, and former President Trump rolls out his newest venture, plus a radical rule change coming to the NFL, the perks of Robinhood's first credit card, and more college grads are getting jobs that do not use their degrees. But is higher education still worth it? Those stories and even more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It is set to be another busy, challenging day in Baltimore in the aftermath of that major bridge collapse. You'll remember from the breaking news yesterday morning, a cargo ship lost power and rammed into the pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. In a matter of seconds, the bridge plunged into the river and was destroyed. We now know 8 construction workers were on the bridge filling potholes at the time. At least 2 of them were rescued, but sadly, the other 6 are now presumed dead. That said, it apparently could have been much worse. An emergency call was made from the container ship just moments before the crash. It gave officers enough time to stop cars from coming over the bridge before the ship slammed into it, a move that most likely saved lives. The ship's crew members have all been accounted for, and there were no reports of any of them getting hurt. Some of the containers that were aboard the ship contained potentially dangerous chemicals, though. So the U.S. Coast Guard is looking at the damaged containers now to make sure there are not any health risks. Authorities are also still looking into exactly how this crash happened. And the National Transportation Safety Board will be investigating both the ship and the bridge. For now, officials say it's too soon to know exactly how long it's going to take to rebuild. But President Biden says he wants the federal government to bear the full cost of the new bridge. More than 1,000 personnel from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are going to help with the engineering, construction, contracting, and so on. To be continued. The bridge collapse could end up impacting the economy far beyond Maryland. The Port of Baltimore is one of the busiest in the U.S. In fact, it's the top handler of imports and exports of cars and light trucks in the U.S. Things like coal, natural gas, soybeans, and sugar also go in and out of the port. Plus, retailers like Home Depot, IKEA, and Amazon use it to import their products. But it's now closed indefinitely, meaning no ships are going in or out. So shippers have already warned customers to expect delays. It's going to have an impact on ground shipments as well. The bridge offered a key route that linked Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York. So now the logistics firm Freightos says having to reroute cargo could push up trucking and rail prices. For now, though, analysts do not expect this to have a huge impact on their overall supply chain, since companies should be able to divert their shipments to other ports. It's just likely to be a more costly and drawn-out process for them. As former President Trump prepares for his first criminal trial, a judge has put some new limits on what Trump is allowed to say. This is the case centered around hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. And now a judge says Trump is not allowed to publicly comment about potential witnesses like Daniels or his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. He's also not allowed to talk about prosecutors, potential jurors, or court staff if it's believed his comments could interfere with the case. Trump's team was trying to fight this order, saying it goes against his First Amendment rights. But now that it's in effect, he needs to either follow it or rack up more court fines. The trial is set to begin next month. And speaking of former President Trump, he is now making money in a pretty unconventional way. He's decided to start selling Bibles. They also include copies of various American documents like the U.S. Constitution and a handwritten chorus to God Bless the USA by musician Lee Greenwood. Trump posted about the Bibles on Truth Social, encouraging his supporters to make the purchase. As he put it, quote, "Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country." So he says he wants to make America pray again. They're going for $60 apiece. The website for the Bibles assures people no money will go toward Trump's political campaign, that instead Trump's name and likeness are used through a paid license, which the Washington Post reports is through a company connected to Trump. President Biden responded, saying it's classic Donald Trump that he's scamming people. Of course, this is not Trump's first big sales venture this year. His $400 high-top sneakers sold out just hours after they were launched last month. He's also been selling bottles of perfume and cologne, digital trading cards, T-shirts with his mugshot on them, and more. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named a running mate, hoping to bring more support to his independent presidential bid. He picked a 38-year-old Silicon Valley lawyer, investor, and political unknown named Nicole Shanahan. Political analysts say her youth and her wealth could help 70-year-old Kennedy. Shanahan has already contributed more than $4.5 million to his campaign. Kennedy's presidential run is considered a long shot. In fact, no third-party candidate has won the American presidency in well over a century. But his campaign could still end up having a big impact on the race, since analysts believe it could complicate the road to victory for either President Biden or former President Trump. A historic new monument and sculpture park is ready to open in Montgomery, Alabama. It will be the closest thing the U.S. has to a national monument to the victims of slavery. And it's been in the works for years now. It features sculptures, historical artifacts, contemporary art, original research, and first-person stories, all of which explore the institution of slavery, the lives of enslaved people, and the legacy of slavery in the U.S. The centerpiece of it all is a 43-foot-tall monument that lists names recorded in the 1870 census, which was the first time formerly enslaved Black people were allowed to formally claim a name that would be recognized by the government. The Freedom Monument Sculpture Park and National Monument to Freedom opens to the public today. New museums dedicated to Black history have also recently opened in South Carolina and Washington, D.C. All right, we have more news for you still coming up. But first, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Vessi. I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable. They're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Okay, now back to the news. It's being called one of the most significant rule changes in NFL history. League owners voted to fundamentally change the kickoff. It's now going to be a low-impact kickoff modeled after what's already been used in the XFL. When it was introduced in the XFL, injuries went down and returns went up. So the NFL is hoping to see the same thing. With the change, special teams players will line up 5 yards apart from each other at the 40 and 35-yard lines and wait until a kick lands or is touched by one of two returners. If it's touched, it's a live ball. Otherwise, the offense would start at the 20-yard line. Fans will notice the changes right away, starting with the first play of every game. For now, it's only a 1-year trial, though, so it will need to be reapproved next year, or else the NFL will go back to its old kickoff rules. Visa and MasterCard have reached a major settlement with merchants, potentially ending nearly 2 decades of litigation. This is all over the fees charged every time a credit or debit card is used at a store or restaurant. Under the new deal, Visa and MasterCard agreed to cut and cap those processing fees. And with that, U.S. businesses are expected to save nearly $30 billion over just 5 years, making it one of the largest antitrust settlements in American history. But then the lowered fees could return to their current levels after those 5 years. And as you might imagine, retail industry groups don't like that part. For now, though, they're just calling this a step in the right direction. These days, swipe fees of about 1% to 3% are paid to credit card companies in exchange for allowing the transactions. and merchants ultimately pass those fees on to customers. Now the fees will be a little lower, and some savings are expected to be passed on to customers as well. Though first, the settlement needs to be approved in court, and appeals are possible. Robinhood is becoming more than just a trading app. This week, the company unveiled its first ever credit card, and it showed off all sorts of benefits. For starters, it offers 3% cash back on all categories. Robinhood is also allowing users to create and delete virtual cards for one-time purchases. And the physical card will be numberless, so if it gets lost or stolen, you won't have to swap out all of your card information. Plus, there's no foreign transaction fee or annual fee for the card. That said, you do have to have a Robinhood Gold membership, which runs $5 a month. The company CEO says he hopes this attractive credit card will draw in people to use all of Robinhood's services soon. Customers can join a waitlist now, with general availability expected later this year. As long as you're getting a Big Mac, you might as well get a Krispy Kreme donut, right? At least that's what McDonald's seems to think. The fast food chain says it plans to sell Krispy Kremes at all of its locations soon. They're already available in Kentucky and Indiana, and the rollout will start elsewhere this year. It will apparently take about 2.5 years, though, to change the menu nationwide. When they do become available, McDonald's customers will be able to order the original glazed, chocolate iced with sprinkles, or the chocolate ice cream-filled donuts, either individually or in six-packs. And they'll be available all day. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by OneSkin. It is spring now, and I thought it was interesting to learn that our skin goes through a big transition between seasons, not just on the surface, but at the cellular level. So yes, protecting our skin against the sun's UV rays is important, but so is nurturing our skin even beyond that. OneSkin's products actually work from the inside out with their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. And I love when there's good data to back a product up. In a third-party 12-week clinical study performed by third-party research organization, OS1 Face, which I use every morning and night, by the way, was clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier, improve skin health markers, and diminish visible signs of aging. Wrinkles were diminished in 87% of users. And I can share that my personal experience aligns. I can truly tell the difference in how my skin looks and feels after just a few months of using it twice a day. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Well, more than half of college graduates are ending up in jobs where their degrees really aren't needed. That's the key finding of a new study tracking the career paths of more than 10 million people who entered the job market over the past decade. The study found that not only are graduates taking jobs that are low-paying or out of line with their interests, but once they do take a first job like that, it tends to be hard to escape. It's not that way for everyone, though. Another big takeaway from the study is that the single greatest factor in a graduate's employment prospects is their choice of a major. In fact, it's even more important than which college they chose to go to. It shows people in career-oriented majors, like nursing, get a much better shot at actually using and getting compensated for the skills they've learned, as compared to majors like humanities or liberal arts. Also, students who get an internship as an undergraduate have a 50% greater chance at actually getting a job in their chosen field. And overall, data shows a college education can still really pay off, even though the average cost of a four-year degree has risen to six figures. And critics point to things like years of student loan debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says the overall wage gap between recent college and high school grads has been widening for decades and grew even more last year, and that the value of a college education grows over a worker's lifetime. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing the show if you find it valuable. It really does help us out when you let others know that you listen and you encourage them to give it a try, too. Thank you in advance for all of your support. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.